Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
In a situation like this, when they talk about, you know, follow the science, the question becomes, well, which science? You know, economics is a science. Cardiology is a branch of science. All those things are sciences. And if you listen to only some scientists instead of looking, you know, through a broader lens, you end up with the kinds of policy decisions that we've made. I think these lockdowns that we've had, Katie, and the closing of the schools are the worst public policy decisions of my lifetime.
The worst public policy decisions of Brit Hume's lifetime. And that's saying something. Brit Hume's not a young spring chicken. But you listen to the way he's illustrating how he gets to that point. And, you know, when you look back to where we were a year ago and we were watching this thing start to spread, you remember the initial map? It was like there's been a case in these cases, like even one identified COVID case. They had a map up of like, oh, there was one in California. Now there's one in Washington. And they were just ticking off where coronavirus. And now we have 500,000 deaths after the fact. The science that has been presented over the course of this time has not been consistent. And I think that there's a problem with the way I think Americans would be willing to embrace new information that puts us in a new direction. I think that we were all very aware that this was an unprecedented event and that we were learning on the job. Does it ever feel like they came out and they said, all right, I know that we said this before, but now this is the information that we have now that has changed this and made us decide that this is the way we want to go? I mean, masking is the obvious one. One of the biggest reasons, foundational reasons why we have had such conflicting public stance on masks is because they told us at first, do not wear masks, it's not going to help. And we find out later that their reason for that was apparently because they didn't want the public scooping up all of the masks and keeping them from the medical professionals. I don't know if I even believe that at this point. I don't know if maybe they just didn't know what they were talking about and they came out with some sort of initial reaction to, should we wear masks or should we not wear masks? Because you can look around in other countries, you know, certainly in the Eastern countries, do that regardless. That's something that they do. They also have horrible air quality in China, and they're used to that in their culture. But then you come back and you say, no, you should be wearing a mask. And now we have gotten all the way from Dr. Fauci saying that we don't need to be wearing masks, and the Surgeon General who was saying initially that we didn't need to be wearing masks. Now we have people who are saying that we absolutely need to be wearing masks. We need to be wearing masks after we have a vaccine, and maybe even you should wear more
than
one.
June is the earliest we would even consider changing guidance around masks, and it may be that we continue that guidance for quite a while, depending on what's going on. We're very concerned about the variants, for example. That's a big X factor. But I think a good way for New Yorkers to think about now is for the first half of this year, from now through June, keep doing exactly what you're doing. Not just wear a mask, wear two, social distancing, you know, all the precautions, get tested monthly. If you do have a case in your home, have the person safely separate. We want to keep all those precautions in place.
So Mayor de Blasio in New York City says, continue doing what you're doing. And when you wear a mask, wear two. And we're going to do that at least through June. I'm sorry. I just don't believe you. Maybe the most scientific thing here is that we should wear 10 masks. Maybe that's what it is. But if you came out and said that to me right now, I don't know that I would believe anything that anyone says anymore, because it's so obvious, especially when we look at how the New York situation has panned out with the lauding of how wonderfully Andrew Cuomo handled the COVID situation. I mean, the guy wrote a book in the middle of a pandemic about how great his own leadership was. The narcissism level of that is next worldly, to think that somebody suggested that to him, or that he walked into the room and was like, hey guys, I got an idea. We're doing such a great job right now. We should write a book about this and make some money on how awesome we are in the middle of the pandemic. Maybe wait and see how things shake out a little bit and see how awesome you truly are. Come to find out, he's under investigations right now, and his own party is calling for impeachment or for him to step down because he actually handled it in a disastrous fashion. And you have to ask yourself, how could so many people be willing to go along with Andrew Cuomo's indulgence, his self-indulgence in this process? Because listen, you could do a really good job and you could say you're doing a really good job, but if the media doesn't go along, you're not going to be portrayed as doing a good job. Look at Florida. Look at Governor Ron DeSantis. He's been doing a very good job. There are a lot of things down there that are absolutely to be celebrated, that could be promoted. You could pick and choose the things that they've done that have been amazing. You can listen to Ron DeSantis talk about how they've looked at the science, how they've prioritized different things, how they have worked throughout the course of this pandemic to always be pliable in a way that allows them to react to the information they have with the best possible solutions for the people of the state. And it doesn't matter if Ron DeSantis was single-handedly laying his hands on people and curing them of coronavirus, it would be wrong, according to the mainstream media. He cannot do anything right. That's the power of the media. So you have to ask yourself, while all of this is going on, while you have Governor Cuomo up there getting an Emmy for his press conferences, his daily press conferences, when all of this is taking place, how is it that people went along with it? And it always comes back to the media. And then you have to ask yourself, okay, now I understand how they did it, but why did they do it? Why was it so important for Andrew Cuomo to be the COVID hero? Why was it so necessary to have somebody in such a prominent position, not just, you know, report on what he does, highlight the good stuff, report on, but don't dwell on the bad stuff, and move on? We're all in a pandemic. I think we were all prepared for people, our leaders, to be making mistakes. I think we were all prepared for the initial assessment of what we were dealing with to potentially change along the process. It was going to be an evolution through. That's really what science is. It's a constant development of new information and how you repurpose it to get a different outcome. Why did Andrew Cuomo need to be a hero? So much so that they so willfully lied about it the entire time. I mean, like, when you think about the indulgence, the excess of the praising, the Andrew Chris Cuomo, you know, dual hits that were just gross. It was gross to take this in after an amount of time. Like, that is not where we need to go to get our comfort. It's where we need to go to get truth, and hopefully the truth is comforting, but if it's not, knowing the truth allows you to react accordingly. The answer of why it had to be is actually very obvious. It was an election year, and the amplifying of Andrew Cuomo was the denigrating of Donald Trump, and they needed to explain how terribly Donald Trump was handling this situation. And they needed a foil. And the foil they chose, they anointed Andrew Cuomo. And they lifted him up and they awarded him for it. They sold books on it. I mean, like, just the possibility of thinking about putting a book out in the middle of a pandemic about your current handling of the pandemic seems a little risky. Be like writing about your World Series win in Game 3. You don't do that. You're up 3-0. You don't write that book yet. You wait and see how it pans out. Just ask the Red Sox. I listen to people who don't like Trump, and they talk about, if you go back and you think about, I don't know if anything comes to mind for you guys, Ryan and Katie, about things that people will criticize Donald Trump for during the coronavirus, I don't know, first 6 months or so. The idea of drinking bleach or whatever that they, like, Donald Trump never actually suggested that. He never thought, he never conveyed to the American people, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go home and you're going to drink some Clorox and that's going to cure the coronavirus. That's not what he said. It just isn't. When he talked about using light to cure coronavirus, there are human conditions that use light to cure those conditions or to make those conditions better. That's a practice that was being discussed, but everything was being discussed at the time. The biggest thing that people criticized Donald Trump for was not caring and underplaying it. And in the midst of this, the people who Donald Trump propped up and put in front of the TV cameras, Fauci is still there. Mm-hmm. He's been on InStyle magazine. He's been on women's underwear since then. He's been everywhere. He's been turned into a celebrity. And why? Because his information along the process sure has changed over the course of time. Because the media constantly is looking to drive that wedge. And they successfully drove the wedge between Fauci and Trump. They drove the biggest wedge between Andrew Cuomo and Donald Trump. When we have on record Cuomo talking about how willfully Donald Trump and his administration has been eager to help New York in any way they can. Because remember, those states have to request help from the federal government. The federal government doesn't get to roll in and say, here's how you're doing it. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. This is what you're going to do. The federal government doesn't get to shut down state governments. It comes from the state leadership, which is a good thing. Donald Trump gave Andrew Cuomo, I will never forget watching that ship sail off from wherever they were with Donald Trump saluting that ship, sending it to New York City where it went and sat in the harbor, and it helped like six people. A ship of people was sitting there. They created an entire military hospital in the middle of New York City in a park to accommodate people. And Andrew Cuomo was taking infected patients and putting them back in nursing homes, and people actually died. It's not rhetoric. It's not the, well, yeah, Annie, he did talk about bleach. I know he talked about bleach, but if you listen to what he actually said, this is what he said. We can go fight back and forth, semantically speaking, but Andrew Cuomo put in place policies that resulted in the death of New Yorkers because of what he did. And those people who died are family members of Republicans. And those people who died are family members of Democrats. They're probably family members of people who are here legally. They're probably members of people who are here illegally, of every color, race, shape, size, everything. And now those people are mad. And now those people are looking to Cuomo. And it's just like, as far as I can see, the people who propped him up during the entire year of 2020, they got what they wanted. They got their Trump foil. They got the ability to use Andrew Cuomo as what Donald Trump could be if he really actually cared for you. And now we find out all of these unsavory things about Andrew Cuomo. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the latest one. Here's the tease, folks. No pun intended. The quote that is in the new controversy is, let's play strip poker. I'll tell you about Governor Cuomo's latest scandal, his latest controversy when we come back. It's getting worse, folks. And I do hope that Cuomo gets what's coming to him. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So we've been talking a little bit about Governor Andrew Cuomo of New York. And of course, as I'm reading the comments on our Facebook Live right now on the Annie Fry Show Facebook page and the Annie Fry YouTube page, right after I talk about strip poker, I see a comment from Lauren on Facebook. Says, my three-year-old daughter just said, yay, it's Annie. She's my girl. So I'm kind of questioning whether or not I should go down this road. We should come up with what would be a good code word for that unsavory kind of gambling game? Maybe yes. That's what it is.
Yes, yes.
Bath time poker.
Doesn't sound good.
Worse.
No. That still is bad.
Like for, you know, kids. That's what kids would identify with.
I don't want them to. No, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Nothing.
Katie, can you play the music again and we'll just pretend this doesn't happen? Can you dump 45 seconds of, I wanted to make this better.
Unsavory is good. They don't know what unsavory is.
Yeah. So here, hi, Lauren's little girl. Thanks for listening.
We love you.
I'm sorry, Lauren. I'm very treacherously sorry. The Fox News headline, Governor Cuomo accused of sexual harassment by former aide. Lindsay Boylan said New York governor constantly sought her out, made inappropriate comments. She is the former deputy secretary for economic development and special advisor to the governor. Said Cuomo constantly sought her out and had staffers arrange meetings with her where he made inappropriate comments. Let's play an unsavory card game. Boylan said Cuomo remarked on a flight from an event in October 2017, according to an essay she wrote on Medium, published Wednesday. So you can read the whole article that she posted there. And they're in that article, which I'm not going to go into detail here, but you can if you like to. In that article, there is a lot of detail about instances that took place, other people who were involved in those instances that took place. And throughout the process, you know, she's accusing Andrew Cuomo of some very inappropriate things. That does it matter if he's a Republican or a Democrat? Of course it shouldn't. Will it? Maybe. I don't know. But this is all on top of the heat that he's been feeling. And again, from his own party that is looking at what he's been doing there and saying, yeah, this isn't good. We don't really want to stand for this anymore. Lee Zeldin, who is a congressman from New York, they've been talking a lot about him possibly going in to replace Cuomo, running against and replacing him. Do you think the demise of Andrew Cuomo coming now? Because when you look at the nursing home situation, this was being reported on 100% all last year. I mean, Janice Dean, who is the weather, the meteorologist for Fox News, lost both of her in-laws. Her husband's parents both died because of the situation. She's been calling attention to this for a long time. Why now? Why a month after Biden has been inaugurated? Why was nobody paying? I mean, this isn't any more true now than it was 6 months ago. People aren't any more in mourning right now than they were when they were losing their loved ones in these nursing homes before. Why now? The timing is very suspicious to me. And you know, we had these accusations of inappropriate comments and an an inappropriate relationship to me almost sounds mutual, so I don't want to say it that way, but accusations towards Cuomo about inappropriate behavior that he had trickled out before, but it wasn't talked about then. It wasn't an issue then. Now, Andrew Cuomo's got everyone gunning for him. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I am happy, though. First of all, whenever you're saying that these reports have been going on for a while, it's funny because I was listening to Dan Bongino before this, before our show, and he was like, I'm sorry for whoever is writing the chyrons for Fox News, but this is not breaking news. And I'm sick and tired of people acting like it is. We have been reporting on assault charges from Andrew that have to do with Andrew Cuomo and the nursing home abuse that has been happening with his administration for a year now. So let's not say it's breaking news. And I thought that was hilarious because Fox News has.
Did you feel sorry for the people in the background that are going, oh, my gosh, oh my gosh. Oh my
you know, gosh. Being the person in the background.
You've been the person in the back room. You're the person now in the front of the show here behind the board. But people can hear you and see you. I know that as somebody who has been in the background in radio far longer than I've been in the front foreground, you hear that and I just cringe.
You do. And they were just doing their job. So I'm sure they're just like, oh, crap, let me switch this quickly. But something else that I find fascinating is that you were just illustrating how Democratic leaders and lawmakers are coming out saying, Cuomo, you messed up. Don't know how you're going to recover from this. This is horrible. This is bad. They're all recognizing that Cuomo has done a lot of damage. In fact, there's been people's deaths because of Andrew Cuomo and his administration. And yet CNN and MSNBC have maybe touched on it, have maybe sprinkled in a little information here and there about it, but it's there's no chyrons. There's nothing on the big screen about it. So I feel like that divide, too, is so interesting to me, that the liberal mainstream media and the more liberal Democratic lawmakers are even splintering off, saying this is really bad. We need to pay attention. And then CNN is like, well, maybe
that Chiron, maybe that Chiron writer is going to need a job and can go to CNN and write Chirons for them. Terry on Facebook says it's to steer away from Hunter Biden and his international issues. Terry, I think that you're right, but I think you're probably wrong at the same time. Anytime something like this gets big, I often, when they're saying, everybody, look at this. This is terrible. You need to focus on this. I always want to like peek around the corner and see what's around the other side and make sure that I am looking at the whole picture while somebody might try to dupe me into just focusing solely on the thing that they want to shove in front of my face. I mean, I could be wrong, but I just don't think Hunter Biden is in any trouble. And that's to the winner goes the spoils, I think. I mean, look at what the FBI was able to do going during the Obama years. With what oversight? They didn't have oversight. The FBI faithful are there to do their jobs, but you get into the brass and they pick and choose which direction they go. Peter Strzok and James Comey were able to pick and choose which way they went. And chances are, oh, maybe they want to prosecute. I mean, maybe Terry's right. Maybe they're going to spend this time prosecuting Andrew Cuomo for something and not Hunter Biden. But I mean, you got 4 years of investigations that need to be big and bombastic if you're going to distract from Hunter Biden. I just look at the timing of this and I think, could they continue to get away without reporting on Cuomo? I think that they can, because look at what they did during an election. You want to talk about election meddling? Social media shut down the New York Post account for reporting on Hunter Biden for how long? Weeks and weeks leading into the election. And stopped the American people from knowing that particular part of the puzzle. And there have been polls out that since then who are like, well, if I would have known about Joe Biden's ties to China through his son, then I might have considered voting differently. And I'm sitting here going, if you would have known, how could you have not known? It's purposeful. It's designed. It's not always, I say this all the time, but media bias is not always how people report stories. It's if. They have a cutting room floor where they talk about what are the big stories. We've heard the tapes because Project Veritas slithered their way into the morning phone calls for CNN and listened to Jeff Zucker talk about, we really need to amplify this and we really need to hone in on that and key in on it. It's so clear the power that these news directors have to be able to say, we are running full speed down this road, but don't you dare take exit 42, because if we go down that exit, we're going to have to address some things that we don't want to talk about. So they just don't talk about it. My kids asked, I don't know the other day why it was brought up. I think they maybe overheard something on the news. It was in the background. And my daughter looked at me and she goes, what's the difference between truth and honesty? And I thought, oh,
wow.
Well, you're 8. Wow. So they're the same thing.
Same meaning.
I don't know. Do you guys know what the difference, like, curious if you think that there's a distinction between truth and honesty.
Hmm. Yeah, I do think there is a difference. Truth is just plain, cold, hard facts. Honesty is whether you're willing to take those facts and sort of present them to people in the way that you know needs to be presented.
We kind of said it's basically like you can say things that are true, but you cannot be painting the whole picture. Like if you, I don't know. I don't know what kind of example I could use for children, but like if you were going to say, if someone's going to ask you a question and you're going to answer it in a true way, you're going to give a response to that, that they can't come back and be like, you lied to me. But if you don't give them the context of that truth,
mm-hmm.
you're probably not being completely honest. Honestly and truthfully, the distinction is probably good politicians and bad politicians.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say context.
Yes, mm-hmm. the ones who are truthful are probably the best ones because they get to bend any piece of information or story the way they want to. The ones that are honest, you just don't probably get elected.
Yeah, right. Yeah, this Cuomo story, I still don't think there's no bigger story right now that's happening. So I think that's why it's rising to the top. But it's still mainly conservative media talking about it. The top stories I see on this story about this ex-aide, Lindsay Boylan, are from Daily Mail, which is just kind of a trash all over the place site.
This story is like an hour old, though. It's brand new.
Okay, but it's still conservative media. It's New York Post. It's Fox News. There is one from Vice. So one out of four is a liberal outlet. But there's just like Ted Cruz is the biggest story that the liberal media is posting on right now. And it's a nothing story. It's going to go away. So I think this is just rising to the top due to lack of other things.
But there's a ton of other things to talk about. When you look at COVID and you look at schools not being open and you look at the teachers union pressuring the Biden administration to stick with them and parents all across the country saying, can you please put my kid back in a classroom? My kid can't sit in front of a computer anymore and I can't sit in front of my kid sitting in front of a computer anymore and babysitting him. And the big difference between the Cuomo situation is the massive amount of Democrats who have come out. That's a huge story. The Democrats are leading rallies against Andrew Cuomo in New York. That is a huge, huge story.
It's amazing.
And yeah, it is leading coverage. And like I said, this particular story with Lindsay Boylan, who's the Deputy Secretary for Economic Development and Special Advisor to the Governor, this story broke at about 11:30. So it's brand new information. And it's her story that she put out on Medium, which I understand Medium to be... it's a medium for anybody to communicate on. You can post something and people can pick it up and share it. So, I look at it's still story selection for me. Maybe you disagree, Ryan, but I mean, there's so much stuff that's going on right now with immigration, with the, we've talked to Attorney General Schmidt here in Missouri about closing Operation Talon. I was kind of ironically chuckling to myself as I was going through Twitter. A lot of people in the last 24 hours are like, did you know that Joe Biden canceled Operation Talon? It's to keep sexual predators away from... And it's like, yeah, I know about that because the Missouri Attorney General did that, but it's starting to pick up speed. It's all about story selection, and that's how the media shows its bias.
There are bigger stories. I agree with you. But all of the stories that are bigger, like immigration, like COVID, like opening schools, none of those things reflect well on the left. They don't reflect well on new President Biden. So I think that's
Cuomo
why
story.
Those are.
That's the big question.
Why
pull Cuomo into the middle of the ring right now to rail on him and as a bipartisan effort.
Because you're right. The Democrats are turning on him. They're starting to come out and say, look, this is too much. I can't even cover for my guy anymore. I got to come out and say all the things that he did wrong. And it's finally rising to the top because there's no Trump.
I just think that, as I said at the beginning of this, we had all of this information 6 months ago. Why now? It still doesn't make any sense to me. Let's take a quick break. We'll take some phone calls on it. 314-241-9797 if you would like to weigh in on the issue. 314-241-9797. Give us a call and join the show. A reminder, we're going to have DeRoy Murdoch and Tim Jones in the 1 o'clock hour, and we're going to speak with Adam Schuster and Mike Howell. Mike Howell is the Senior Advisor for Government Relations at the Heritage Foundation. He's going to talk to us about the kids that are they in cages or are they not in cages? Now they're in like modular homes with bars in the windows. I mean, it is what it is. Are they in cages still? And is the Biden administration going to get away with semantics? Mike Howell will talk to us about this new policy at 225. But you can give us a call when we come back. Don't go away.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So we've got a couple phone calls here. We've been talking about Andrew Cuomo and the coverage of Andrew Cuomo. And my big question is, why in the world are they willfully, the Democrats, willfully throwing Andrew Cuomo under the bus right now? Because when you see a groundswell of elected officials in the state of New York going, yeah, Cuomo needs to go down for what he's done, it's the right thing to do, in my opinion. Just kind of shocked that we're considering the right thing to do in this moment in time. Real quick before I get to Beth and Marge, who are holding, and 314-241-9797 if you want to give us a call. We got a message to the show page right now. It says, Cuomo, huge news on CNN. Why are you lying to these people? So I just did a little thing here, and it's like a science experiment, at least as close to science as I get. I flipped CNN on right now. The lower third on CNN, the story that they were talking about when I switched over was awkward moment between GOP leaders on Trump's role. The people watching CNN care about that. That when it comes to policy and it comes to what they are sending people to Washington, D.C. to do, that's what they care about most. The answer to that is an ironic yes. That's what they care about the most, because it's all Trump all the time. And then right after that, the next story was Pence praises Trump in meeting, despite Trump making him a target. So, I mean, like, oh my gosh. Like, right now, you don't even, I'm not even saying CNN should be covering Cuomo right now. They could not be covering Cuomo right now. And just because they're not doing it right now doesn't mean that they haven't done it at all. But let's look at what they are covering. And then also, in conjunction with that, let's look at the CNN homepage, which Katie saw that message too. And Katie did her own little science experiment.
Yes, I did.
Okay, Bill Nye, what'd you come up with?
CNN.com, not a story posted yet. And it has been an hour about Cuomo. The first, one of the first stories is the future of Biden's presidency will be shaped by a series of battles unfolding now. Ocasio-Cortez rips Manchin over Biden nominee. Republicans sharply question at the Senate hearing yesterday, Tiger Woods. I have scanned the homepage of CNN and I have not seen, even at the bottom, I'm scrolling right now, I have not seen a report about Andrew Cuomo.
Is there a report on there about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying kids in cages is bad no matter which administration is under?
That's not there either.
Because she did. People were like, you know, the AOC photo op that she had wearing all white and she's like bent over kind of with her like one hand over her eyes and she's just forlorn.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was another, like, it's funny because it was like a photo shoot of sadness front of the chain link fence there. And people were, you know, tons of people were like, you going to visit the new kids in cages or whatever? And I give her credit for that. She came out and said, it doesn't matter whose administration is doing this. This is wrong. But that, you know, like, if you don't want, here's my point about CNN. If you don't want to report on Cuomo, remember, Andrew Cuomo's brother is your nighttime, is your PM primetime anchor. If you don't want to report on Cuomo, is there nothing else in the expanse that exists between Andrew Cuomo's controversies and concerns right now and Donald Trump's role in the GOP? I don't even care about Donald Trump's role in the GOP right now. There's time for that. I'm taking a break. I got my, you know, I'm laying out on the beach and I'm just exhaling right now. Because it's not an election year, and when it gets here, it'll be the onslaught that we have to consume in order to know what's going on. It's ridiculous. Let's get some phone calls here. Beth is holding on the line. Beth, kind of answering my question, I think, about hey. Why Cuomo right now. Hi, thanks for calling the show, Beth.
You're so stinking reasonable all the time, Annie. God love you.
Will you call my husband and tell him that?
I do. I love that because you're like, but here's the thing I think about Andrew Cuomo. I think he's like the sacrificial lamb. I think that there, you know, it reminds me of, remember Raiders of the Lost Ark where he was trying to steal the gold skull and yeah. He weighed the bag of sand and he put the sand there and got the, I feel like that's what's going on. I feel like they're like, let's offer him up. He's bad. We know he's bad. He's so bad. We'll offer him up. We'll all rage against him and we'll do this so they won't look at how bad Biden is.
I think and that then what no. Andrew Cuomo just got out of what you said there is that he somehow or another is connected to Harrison Ford. He probably thinks that Harrison Ford would play him in a movie. And he's probably happy with that.
You're you know probably what I'm right.
Maybe he'll write a book about it.
Absolutely.
Beth, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity you. To talk to you. Of
How
course.
Harrison Ford Should Play Me in a Movie by Andrew Cuomo.
Beth in St. Louis says Andrew Cuomo is as dreamy as Harrison Ford. On the Annie Fry Show. Get that in there. Marge is calling. Let's get Marge on the phone. Marge, thank you for reaching out to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Marge.
How are you today?
Doing okay. Thank you.
Good. My opinion of why they're going after Cuomo now is they're playing the long game so that they eliminate him in the competition in 2024 against Kamala Harris.
That's a fun thought. Probably not for Andrew Cuomo, but I mean, isn't it interesting that Kamala Harris dropped out before a single vote was cast in the primary, and she's the heir apparent for running in 2024 as the VP for President Biden, and a lot of people question if she'll even have to wait that long to assume the presidency. But you think Andrew Cuomo would be a formidable... He would be. I mean,
yeah, I,
2020
I think
Cuomo would be, I would say.
Yeah, and I think that's the long game they're playing right now is... You know, you look at Stacey Abrams down in Georgia, what she's done over the past couple years to make sure that they've slipped Georgia. You know, it's the Kamala Harris syndrome or whatever you want to call it. I still think that that's what it is. It's the long game to protect her.
Marge, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. That is an interesting thought. A lot of people in the primary, when they're like, really, Joe Biden? Cuomo's doing so great in New York. He is just hitting grand slams with his COVID response all the time. He's winning awards. He's writing books. Maybe he'll show up at the convention and we can just nominate him. That was a real conversation that was happening.
It was everywhere.
I just think it's a combination of timing with the election being over and that he just crossed too many lines. I don't think there's a whole lot of strategizing here. It's just he's been doing this stuff for so long that it's finally coming out.
I mean, the deaths were taking place last year. Like, I would think that would be a very immediate frustration. I do think that if you're scaling the political landscape right now and you see that the attention on the Biden, like if you think that anything to take away attention from the Biden administration is worthy and the Republicans aren't doing anything to hand you anything right now, which is, as you said, easier with Trump out of the picture, that maybe Cuomo becomes a sacrificial lamb. But he's a really big lamb. He is a really big fish in the sea. And, if you're going to put the governorship of New York in play, I mean, I don't know that a Republican can get elected there. But if you're not going to protect that seat, it just seems to me like, I mean, I don't really have the answer to it. Marge has got an interesting suggestion, though. I mean, do you think it's obvious that Kamala would run in 2024?
No, I actually still think that it might be Biden that runs again. And maybe I'm crazy, but I really...
People don't know if he's going to make it to dinner.
Well, that I know, and I agree. But I just think that when people get power, they don't want to give it up. And I don't think Biden's any different in that regard, other than the fact that he said he might not actually run in 2024 back in 2020.
He committed to that. He said he was not going to.
Yeah. Well, I just think that once they get it, they don't want to give it up. And I don't think Biden's greater than even that.
I don't think there's a chance he runs again in 2024. I don't think the Democratic Party would let him, even if he wanted to. He has a hard time. I mean, I've made a commitment to not, like, there are Biden sound bites I could play for you every day that are him delivering some, teleprompter speech. He can't get through it. And I know that he has a stutter, but he has been in politics for over 40 years. It's never been an issue the way it is right now. It just hasn't. That's just a fact of the matter. And it's very disconcerting to see his presentation as the leader of the United States of America. He does not come off strong. I have a big problem with that. I know a lot of Democrats who have a big problem with that. And the idea of running Joe Biden, especially if it's not against Donald Trump, is just a sinking ship that doesn't even need to leave the dock. Oh, my gosh. What do you think, Katie Kamala?
I could see if she does a good job and she can get a lot of her issues across with being part of the far left, I think she will definitely run. It's all about a resume builder, this position.
I want Mike Rowe to run for president. I don't know how we end on that, but that's where I come from. I think he could win over a lot of people. Let's talk to Joy Murdoch when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.